Okay, full disclosure here. This next segment was actually meant for our previous podcast on wearable science, but it seemed to have a lot of implications for athletes too, including football players. Not only does this science help protect your body from germs and other microbials, it also fights body odor, especially from sweating. And one thing we know about football players, they sweat. A lot. Even in Green Bay in January. What we're talking about here is nanoparticles, or particles that are so small they're undetectable to the human eye. It's like trying to chase down Tyreek Hill with lead boots on. Nanoparticles are being used more and more in clothing because they can act like a barrier protecting the fabric from your body odors and external elements, such as food, germs, and smoke. Kind of like Ronnie Stanley protecting Lamar Jackson's blindside. Traditionally, nanoparticles are dipped or sprayed onto fabrics to help with antimicrobials, stain resistance, and odor protection. The problem with this application method is the nanoparticles degrade and lose their effectiveness as the garment is laundered, like Tom Brady throwing the deep ball at age 45. ARS researchers saw this problem and thought there could be a better method for attaching nanoparticles to clothing.
Why not, instead of making the nanoparticles first and then applying them to the fibers, how about we make the nanoparticles inside of the fibers so that you have a growth synthesis where the nanoparticles are then too big inside of the fibers that they can't be released, they can't be pushed out. And so that's where our synthetic methods that we developed came from. The chemistry is actually really easy. You have a silver precursor, which is an ion, so silver nitrate, silver ion, and that is soaked with your cotton fiber, your cotton textile, and that ion gets absorbed into the fiber, and then the natural chemistry of the cotton cellulose reduces that ion to metallic silver, and then you have your nanoparticle growth. So all those metallic silver atoms start aggregating together in a very uniformed way that's controlled by the microfibrillar structure of the cotton cellulose. And so that's where our initial silver technology came from.
That's Dr. Matthew Hillier, chemist with ARS's Cotton Chemistry and Utilization Research Unit in New Orleans. For the past several years, researchers have been perfecting a technology to embed nanoparticles of silver, a known antimicrobial agent, into cotton fibers. The result is cotton-based textile products that have a powerful and lasting ability to kill germs. This project was first conceived by ARS researcher Dr. Soonyoung Nam. Hillier was Nam's postdoc at the time and has since continued on with his research. Nam conducted studies comparing the surface application of the two methods and found that with traditional nanoparticle applications, you lose up to 87% of the surface nanoparticles after just 5 washing cycles. For the ARS-developed method using silver nanoparticles, only 42% of the nanoparticles were lost after 50 laundering cycles.
So we're retaining 80% of that silver activity, and that is very important for the antimicrobial aspect. That's why we can say after 50 laundering cycles, we still have greater than 99.9% antimicrobial effects.
Using silver nanoparticles proved to be effective, like when Denver signed Peyton Manning and he took them to 2 Super Bowls. But silver is expensive. So Hillier and his team looked for cheaper metals that could be just as effective, sort of like backup quarterback Nick Foles during the Eagles Super Bowl run in 2018.
Silver, we knew, was very effective, but silver can also be more expensive. We did a market analysis that says a kilogram of silver is about $450, whereas a kilogram of copper nitrate precursor is $5. But there's a trade-off. Copper is not as antimicrobial in activity, so you do have to do a higher concentration load.
While silver is more effective at lower concentrations, Hillier notes that you can load a lot more copper into the fiber to make it just as effective as silver and still save on cost, like when the Vikings drafted Justin Jefferson. That's due to its shape, the nanoparticles, not Jefferson. Silver nanoparticles are spherical, while copper oxide nanoparticles have a flower-like shape. That enables researchers to grow copper oxide nanoflowers within the cotton fiber, taking numerous fragments of the flower and dispersing them throughout the entire cross-section of the fiber.
There are some limitations with silver just because of concentration and compatibility with things like chloride ions in tap water, but copper seems to be more resilient to different solutions and you can put it in a lot more places.
Both the silver and copper technologies have been submitted for patents. This new technology has tons of possible applications, including mattress fill, shoe liners, even medical gear. But we're talking sports here, and Hillier sees great potential applying this technology to sportswear.
I think initially, the easiest one is just to get the smell out of the sports. Just putting these into shoe liners, into padding liners, you know, for like football padding or helmets or just into the uniforms themselves, it'd be a great way to control some odor. There have been some skin studies shown that copper nanoparticles can be used to help promote skin healing. So if there's an abrasion or a cut, you can apply a copper nanoparticle wound dressing to that and it could enhance some healing there.
Hillier is currently collaborating with different fabric companies to integrate this technology into their clothing lines, creating garments that are more durable, repel odor, and have antimicrobial capabilities. He also wants to make sure the technology is easy to integrate into their manufacturing processes.
Their main concern for industry is known safety, of course, to make sure that it is okay for next to skin use. FDA has shown that silver and copper nanoparticles are both safe for next to skin use, so we're very happy with that. The next concern is if there's any degradation to fiber strength, but because we're working on the nanoscale and fiber strength is more of the microscopic scale, we haven't seen any deficiencies in fiber strength or fiber texture. You still get the same softness feel as a non-treated cotton, which is great. One of our main objectives was to create a technology that was simple to use and easy to incorporate.
Like a crafty head coach like Andy Reid, ARS researchers are always looking for new ways to improve their products. Hillier said that, along with new applications, they're also experimenting with different elements.
We're just getting into iron. Iron is a crazy metal. It's got so many oxidation states and so many different polymorphs. So we've got some ferromagnetic materials that they have inherent magnetic properties, so I can take a magnet next to a piece of fabric and pull it across the table. And we're looking at some electrical conductance with that as well. So we're really pushing the envelope for what we can use with cotton materials. I'm really excited about that.
As a longtime Detroit fan, Hillier is hopeful his copper nanotechnology could help get his Lions to their first ever Super Bowl. Okay, maybe that's a stretch, but at least they'll smell better when they leave the field, win or lose.